Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday the 28th of November, 2021. This week, there are two new languages on Omniglot, Amdo Tibetan, which is a Tibetic language spoken in the provinces of Qinghai, Gansu and Sichuan, and in the Tibet Autonomous Region in western China, and Khams Tibetan, another Tibetic language spoken in the provinces of Qinghai, Sichuan and Yunnan, and in the Tibet Autonomous Region in western China, and also in eastern Bhutan and northern Myanmar, or Burma if you prefer. There's a new constructed script, Surat Beringin, which is a way to write Beka Melayu, a version of Malay with all the non-Austronesian elements replaced with words from Austronesian roots. It is in fact a version of the Aksara Beringin script, which was invented by Adam DeMario in 2017 as an alternative way to write Indonesian. The person behind Surat Beringin prefers to remain anonymous. There are new numbers pages in Botlik, a northwest Caucasian language spoken in southwestern Dagestan in the Russian Federation, and Bamum, a Bantoid language spoken mainly in Cameroon. There are Omniglot blog posts about being lukewarm and hairy cats and little dogs, and the usual language quiz. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Aungi, a central Cushitic language spoken in northern Ethiopia. The Keltiadir post this week is about words for trousers, socks and sights in Celtic languages. And we find out when a gate is not a gate in this week's Adventure in Etymology. I also made improvements to the Botlik and Chakmar language pages. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.